And now the Miskin Moment on Fresh Radio. I'm with Murray Miskin, founding lawyer at Miskin Law. I've heard of cohabitation agreements and marriage contracts, but are there other types of agreements for people living together?
Yes, the ones you mention are for people in what is called a conjugal relationship. But it also makes sense for roommates and friends who live in the same home to have an agreement setting out their rights.
Why?
Just like spouses, friends can have a falling out and end up fighting or going to court to resolve disputes, and a written agreement can prevent that.
Give me some examples.
Who owns what? Who keeps a pet? Whether one owes money to the other, and sometimes support claims for a dependent.
Does this have to be done by a lawyer or a paralegal?
Not necessarily. They can work out the details themselves, but it is a good idea for each to go for independent legal advice.
Thanks, Murray. This has been a Miskin Moment on Fresh Radio, miskinlaw.ca.